The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So let's talk about political hate science, which is my new favorite subject to study at university.
I'm quite surprised they've introduced this discipline. I mean, it seems pretty antithetical to the direction that it's all going.
Well, I think it's being done by the students themselves, by the looks of it, or at least the professors. Because what I mean here is political science that, of course, disagrees with the state. Well, that's hate, because that's what hate is defined as now.
Oh, yeah. Are we the Soviet Union, are we?
Yeah.
That's literally what they did. They tried to push it into the UN. Anything that's anti-governmental.
Anything that the Soviets did, the West is like, maybe we should do that. And that's where we are. Well, so just by promoting something on Lotus.com, this being the ancient Roman relationship advice, in case you want to date a Roman. I don't know. But we'll get into the thing, because I saw a graph from the New York Times, which was in this article. Americans are divided by their views on race, not race itself. Okay, whatever. Ignore the article. The article's not important. It's the New York Times. It's crap. What do you expect? But they did include one graph. And the one graph they included, at the bottom here, I can't remember whereabouts it is, actually. But they showed that white liberals are most in favor of discriminating against non-blacks. Not blacks. So white... So
they're racist except for blacks in their own worldview.
Yeah, they believe that black people should just get promotions because they're black. It's
and
white
everyone
liberals.
Else should not. Well, I mean, that's... Not too much of a surprise, right?
But it's white liberals who are the most likely to agree with this sentiment. And you can see the black population there, if you go back to the graph. Then you can see the black support for that has actually fallen, at least in the
graph
here. I find
it funnier that the people who stand to gain the most are less supportive of it.
Yeah, than... they're like, this is retarded. Why have we done that? You can see white conservatives are just like, no, not doing that.
Still, 9% is 9% too many.
And this graph is kind of out of date. It ends in like 2016, so the end of Barack Obama's term. We'll see what happened afterwards. So I imagine white liberals are 90% in favor of discriminate against me, please, and my kids, because that's how I show I'm a good person. Yeah, well. So the statement here, though, was people who disagreed with this statement, quote, Irish, Italians, Jewish, and many other minorities have overcome their prejudice and worked their way up. Blacks should do the same without special favors.
Yes.
I mean, I just love the Irish, Italians, and the Jews are all being pushed out of the white race in that description, but whatever. Part of the conversation. They're not white, they're Italian. But we'll go to the fact that, well, what's amazing is that the guy who wrote that, they've got like his source at the bottom, where they just say who he is. He actually spends a lot of his time debunking the New York Times, even though they use his data to show things. I mean, this one here, for example, this is some report they put out, saying that black people in Memphis, as a share of the population, police officers, and the subjects of police use of force. Dun-dun-dun, how could it be that 86% of people who have police use of force against them are black, when only 65% of the population are black?
Well, this obviously is just one single factor, because of course it's not a complicated situation, it's clearly just racism.
Yeah, I think we're done. Mm-hmm. Did we go home now?
Glad we've solved that.
Turns out that the New York Times might be... Just an inkling. A bunch of liars.
No way.
Yeah.
I've never realised that.
Breaking news right here at Lucius.com. No, well, we'll go to the guy, because the guy is interesting, because, you know, typical BS, right? Like, he just retweets them. Just like, yeah, here's my data. I just can't get over how the guy who does the data that the New York Times use has to sit there constantly and be like, why are you retarded? I literally give you the evidence.
As someone who actually has handled lots of data in my psychological training, The disconnect between the people who actually create the data and the people who report on it and disseminate it to the mainstream is insufferable. Like, it's just like, journalists, why can't you be smarter? They're just not a good enough caliber of human being to be able to understand it, apparently.
They're really not. I mean, corpo journos are just the worst. And I don't mean that because they're all lying scumbags. Mm-hmm. Like, get rid of the lying scumbag aspect. They're honestly just so mediocre. They're yeah. utter midwits. So they're just like, they will sit there and just believe whatever the state tells them and then think they're the good boys for shouting.
I think
it.
Journalism tends to be, particularly mainstream journalism, it's the playground of rich kids who didn't do very well at school. Like,
My daddy runs the New York the Express, so he's hired me here.
It is that sort of thing, yeah.
Anyway, but he has the data here, as you can see. This is data from the year 2000, the year 2021. Percentage of Memphis violent crime offenders. Now, you may remember, what was it, like 84%, 86% of those who get police use of force are black?
Mm-hmm.
But we can see here, it's 86% forever in Memphis, the people who are violent crime offenders.
That's a pretty static line as far as lines go, isn't it?
I mean, if you wanted some more flat data, it'd be hard.
I mean, the only way you could get a flatter line is if you put like a heart rate monitor on a dead body.
I mean, but for like data purposes, male population over time, I don't know what is more consistent than the violent crime offenders in Memphis. Like, I'm actually in awe as to how flat this data is. I mean, the Asian
one must be deliberately committing crimes at exactly the same rate every year. They're like, wait, we can't commit crime.
We've missed our quota. The local gangs are thinking about their... I mean, you've got the Asians, the whites also have to play their part there, otherwise the whole data would be in skew. Mm-hmm. So they're usually there having the meetups too.
It's perfect unity as far as I'm concerned. They must be working together to keep this graph as flat as possible.
But, you know, amazing. The fact that you have the fact that this guy... I said, God, I just realized he says it's even worse. I'm a retard, I can't read a graph. It's 93.3% of violent crime offenders are black, so they're actually underrepresented in use of force cases.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so there you have it. The guy who wrote the graph is like, here's my data. New York Times takes the data and is like, oh my God, look at this racism. It's just painful. But this dude is actually way cooler. I wasn't familiar with him himself. This is Zach Goldberg, the guy. Because he also writes about, well, you ever read anything the Nazis wrote?
Only cursory sort of stuff to understand the history of it, yeah.
Yeah, well, so does he. And that makes him a political hate scientist. Not because he agrees with the Nazis, of course not. He came out and was like, hang on a minute, I recognise this. It's the paradigm I live in.
I mean, I've read the Communist Manifesto, so hello, comrades.
Get the next link here, we can see what I'm talking about. Because he just quotes some book here, saying that after 6 years of National Socialist governments, the 700,000 Jews in Germany were worth 8 billion marks, whilst nearly 80 million German citizens were only worth 200 billion marks. Each Jew on average had 4.57 of the 4.5 times as much as the average German. Jewish net worth is blah, 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 more data, more data, more data, to show that the Jews disproportionately had power and wealth in Weimar Germany, which is exactly because it's a Nazi talking point,
mm-hmm.
which is, look, the Jews have got a disproportionate amount of power and wealth. You know what we should do? Redistribute that on racial lines because I'm oppressed. My oppressed Germans.
I mean, he did a very good job of spotting that because the parallels are uncanny, aren't they?
It's consistent, and it's because, yes, it is correctly identified. I think, I don't know if Tick's done it himself, but he's laid out that if you actually want to understand National Socialism, it is race socialism.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you realize it's not just a meme that you can change around the words with a Google plugin, I won't mention its name. Quite funny, it renames feminism to female Nazism on Wikipedia, and it reads all the words. It's completely readable afterwards. That's the thing. And you can do the same with the anti-white sentiment in the United States because of intersectionality, because wokeism is race socialism, just on a different lines, because it's not just race, it also is class and whatnot. But when it comes to the racial aspect, yeah, you get the exact same rhetoric, the exact same talking points, the exact same goddamn statistics sometimes. But there you are. But he says here, because he got asked by USA Today to define wokeness after he'd been reading about National Socialism.
I can see where this is going.
Yeah. So USA Today actually used his definition in their article in this whole debate about what is wokeism that happens every goddamn 3 months. He says the essence of woke is the belief that outcome disparities between groups, be they racist, sexist, genders, etc., are largely, if not entirely, the product of oppressive social forces and structures. Which is exactly what we just heard from a local German man mm-hmm. with mustache.
And I'm pretty sure that if that was in, say, a critical race theory book or some sort of progressive political science book, they wouldn't think, this is some scary right winger trying to subvert my ideology. They'd be like, yeah, that's what we believe.
because all the disparities do show racism, sexism, blah, 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 blah.
Well, yeah, they say it explicitly, don't they?
They don't actually have any cases of direct discrimination where they'd be like, well, you don't hire black people, therefore you're racist because it doesn't exist in the West and would be a really easy case and illegal for one. Instead, they have to just be like, well, the gross of racism's past. But you can see this in the data as well, because if you go forward, Zach has some more on this. He labels here, there's some study here. If not for past and current discrimination, black and whites today would earn the same incomes. And that's percentage of people who agree among different political leanings in the United States, in the sample. And you can see there, the very liberal and liberals are most likely to agree that if it just wasn't for past discrimination, whites and blacks as communities would have exactly the same income, exactly the same level of crime, exactly the same education level, presumably the exact same number of clothes, number of women coats, shoes.
So this is pretty much a graph of the percentage of idiots, because no two groups of people are ever the same, ever, under any metric, under any time.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
common sense
fantasy. I'm actually surprised that you got, what is that, like 30% or something of very conservatives agreeing, because it's just not true. No group is the same at all, ever. Stop. Get some help. But you can see here the bias and the summation of someone's ideological opinion, at least in the United States, when it comes to liberal and very liberal, is exactly as he described. All disparities are caused by a discrimination, past and present. Yeah, what about the future ones? But they just don't know any other difference. But if we go forward, there's some more of this. Because it turns out whites are just the opposite of every other group on Earth in the United States. There you have there a question being asked. How important is your insert race to your identity? American whites, the exact opposite of every other group in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
This is data from 2012 to 2020.
In fact, Western white people are the only people to respond with this pattern.
To say that it's not important
in the world
at all. Extremely or very unimportant, in fact, which is the exact opposite. You have every other group here being like, no, it's extremely and extremely important to me. Not just blacks, Hispanics and Asians. I think we can say that I think blacks, it's the most important. Hispanics and then Asians of the United States population. Whites being the lowest there.
What do you think the healthiest approach to it is? Because my perspective would be, sure, it must have some influence, but I don't really focus on it because, you know, there are other more important things to my identity that I actually have a choice over. I have influence over, and that our choices are the important thing.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that ethnicity is the fundamental aspect of what determines a nation, a people, and a group, and therefore is actually the most important thing when it comes to sociology, especially on like a national level, interacting, not just, you know, the community, right, in your neighborhood. But unfortunately, in the West, we have that too. Most other countries don't, but whatever, whole other conversation. But race, yeah, not so important, but I find it amazing, the disparity between the American white population and the rest of them. It's funny how the state narrative, which is that it's not important at all, don't worry about it, only is centered at white folks in the United States and is only having an effect on them.
Well, yeah. Seems like the targeted propaganda has worked, according to this graph.
Yeah. But this is what I mean by hate science. Like, the dude is just sat there being like, what if I do some science? Oh, no. It's a graph people don't like. That's why I labeled it this. And this is in before. You just be like, oh, it's all about the income. Yeah, it's not. This is more hate science as we go forward. So this is some guy listing US-born median personal incomes between 2015 and 2019. And there's just about every possible ethnic group of the United States you could try. You know, Puerto Rican Americans, Palestinian Americans, Ghanaian Americans, Greek Americans, Icelandic Americans.
I like how Eskimos down there, yep. Very oppressed.
The most oppressed group, if we're saying that my income, is Moroccan Americans.
I wouldn't have guessed that, to be fair.
No, I wouldn't either. We then got Dutch West Indians.
Okay.
That one island they have.
Yeah. So that's like one person is very, very oppressed.
Yeah. If he gets a bonus this year, I think this graph changes. So that doesn't work. But there you are. You've also got Bengalis, quite a few of them. So I don't know. I think it's probably not the income. I think there's some other matters here. American African community.
Yeah. What cultural traits do they have?
I hate that term African American. It's kind of a slur to the Africans in a way. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, you're the same as these people. It's like, we're not. Like, we've got vastly different histories, vastly different values, and most of us don't even speak the same language.
I mean, when I hear so-called African American speaking, I'm just like, oh right, so you're a subculture of America. Sure. but you're not like African American. There's no African. Like,
you're Black Americans.
You're LARPing as Africans.
Yeah, I mean, we've been over this. The weird, the actual LARPing some of them do with like the, mm-hmm. the pharaoh crosses and earrings, and then like Ethiopian coloured jackets, and it's just like, this is a mess.
I'm not gonna
don't know what you're wearing.
I'm not gonna go around wearing like Celtic triskels and stuff like that. I'm going to paint my face blue with woad, get in touch with my Celtic side.
But it'd be worse than that, wouldn't it? It'd be like you'd have Celtic tattoos on your face and then like an Italian suit or something, which just, I mean, it looks wrong already. Mm-hmm. And then how else do we make this worse? You're smashing plates everywhere you go because you're Greek. And at the same time...
Yeah, Stelios is terrible to have around for dinner.
Shouting suka bliad and huffing vodka because you're a Slav. I don't know. It's just like, imagine a white American turning up and doing that. And you'd look at them and be like, I'm a European American. And you just look at them and be like, no, you're a lunatic. You're an actual lunatic. Anyway, Eskimos also on there. Afghans, I think, joint with the African Americans and the Native Americans.
I like how Eskimo is more oppressed than Afghanistanis.
Yeah, well, Moroccan's the worst, apparently. They just can't crack through the ceiling. Because the police, if you actually go to an American police station, you'll find anti-Moroccan propaganda everywhere. They support the Sahrawi Democratic People's Republic Front, in fact. You'll find that. You look in their wallets. They usually got a membership card for the Sahrawi Democratic People's Republic because they hate Morocco that much.
Americans just really hate Moroccan hummus. That's what it is.
Can't stand Moroccan cooking.
why have you got those raisins in this savoury dish?
Yeah.
To be fair, that is a good question.
Let's just check in on the reparations debate real quick, just because I wonder how that's going now that that data's available. Just a bit more on the money front. This is just violent crime by zip code, and then you have non-white Democrats and white Democrats, and there's that. Can't talk about that, I don't think, in too much detail, but you can see the graph. For those of you listening, ha ha. Let's go forward. Let's go to the next one, because we have the reparations debate on the ballot in San Francisco. $5 million to every eligible Black adult, regardless of if they were a descendant of slaves or not, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
Nigerians going to finally get the reparations for all the work their dad did during slavery. And, you know, the damn British shut him down, so he deserves reparations.
It's such a weird niche as well, because, of course, anyone who's got any knowledge of history knows that slavery wasn't exclusively of the Black population. Like, I'm from the Southwest. We used to get North African pirates come in and steal us and take us away to the slave trade. Not getting any reparations from North Africa. Although, I'm not sure if any of my ancestors were enslaved.
I completely misread that as you saying, like, well, slavers weren't just from Africa at first. So that's where my mind was at. But yeah, slavery, everyone, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, victims and slavers.
Yes.
But this guy, he wants $5 million cash to every Black person, regardless of just who's Black as well. How do you stop being Black? At what point do you stop being Black?
Meghan Markle.
Well, we really should have put this in. I saw a picture yesterday. It was the African summit in Moscow. Putin invited all the African leaders. Mm-hmm. And there's a picture of them all stood there with Putin in the front. And there's the leader of South Sudan in the back there. He is the only Black man.
Wait, what?
He is the only man I would accurately describe as a Black person. His skin pigment is so much darker than every other African leader. He makes them look white.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So this is the thing where
has there been some sort of neo-colonialism going on in Africa?
The Russians have taken over every head of state. No, I'm looking at it, I'm just like, you know what? I don't even think Black Americans can call themselves Black anymore after seeing South Sudanese people. It's just a whole other conversation. I don't know what a Black person is.
You're doing a full Biden. You ain't Black.
Sincerely, I'm at that point where I just think the only Black people on Earth are South Sudanese. Not North Sudanese, they're white. Anyway, but those so the South Sudanese are going to get $5 million each. Also, eliminating personal debt and tax burden, so no more tax. Also, any debt you
all of a sudden, I identify as a Black man.
Well, you wish you were South Sudanese. It's a hard passport to get. It's a whole $10. A guaranteed annual income of at least $97,000 for 250 years. This is on top of no tax and $5 million.
So there's going to be like the entire city of San Francisco is going to be ruled by Black oligarchs. And
yeah,
they're all just.
Yeah, you can also buy any house in San Francisco for a dollar.
I'm not sure how that works.
So it's 97,000 homes a year.
If you're selling your home, you're just going to have to take that dollar if it.
I'm sorry, man, but he's South Sudanese. So you're homeless.
So doesn't that just mean that every Black adult who's supposedly eligible for this can then go around buying all of the houses for a dollar a piece
and
become some sort of property mogul, pushing out everyone but themselves. So yes. That only the descendants of slavery are left in San Francisco.
New Tulsa shall rise.
In some sort of property war.
Honestly, I support this. Go for it. Why not? I want to see San Francisco just fall into the dirt because of this decision. Just I'll sacrifice it. Why? Because it wasn't really worth much anyway. So
what is wrong with people?
There's also other Democrat narratives that make no damn sense, as this hate scientist has learnt. This is from the manifesto, for all that was worth. Mental health, diverse populations. Oh, God. They say in here, although rates of depression are lower in blacks, 24%, Hispanics, 19%, and whites, 34%, depression in blacks and Hispanics is more likely to be persistent. Yeah.
But when you have a smaller niche population, it's harder to reduce it. But that's just maths.
But also just no evidence. If you go forward, I mean, this hate scientist did the evidence. It was like, there you are, there's stress levels among ethnic groups. Sorry, racial groups, not ethnic. And, well, literally every year, the black population reports lower stress levels than the white population. And the Asians and the Hispanics move around, depending on whether or not there's, I don't know, people of who knows what background committing Asian hate crimes. But there's that, which is just a thing. So evidence not there. But if you ask an AI, if you ask ChatGPT, this is what this hate scientist also found out. He was like, hey, ChatGPT, who has the highest stress levels, white or black Americans? And ChatGPT is like, well, because of slavery, because of all that property, back in the day, black Americans have more stress because of generational grieving and blah, 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 blah. And then he asks, you got a source for that? And it goes, I apologize, I cannot provide a specific citation. It is known.
To be fair, they've given it such a good woke lobotomy that it's even arguing in the same way. It's like, where's your source? I don't have one.
I am actually impressed with the work that has been done to ChatGPT. I'm not even mad of what they've done to it. Because what they have done is accurately construct a leftist for you to chat to.
Which means, because it can't refuse to talk to you, you can just torment it.
I then realize, oh, wait, that's retarded. So there's that. We also have some other data in here, which is that white American women are actually the most mentally ill in the United States.
Again, I'm really not surprised.
Why?
Well, I couldn't possibly tell you.
Well,
I mean, it's definitely not all those videos that I see of...
It's not all the video evidence. It's there's the graph, in case people want to have a look-see and see where they are on the... it gets worse every year as well, but then again, it's getting worse for everyone. Mental health terms, reporting here to the United States, but American white women, the worst off, it seems. Gets worse when you look at by political affiliation as well. We'll take a look at that next one. 60% of white liberal women under 29 are mentally ill.
I've covered this before, and it's...
Yeah, it's quite high.
Quite amusing. It's not amusing in that... I mean, it's
horrifying.
Horrific, but like, the opposite of amusing, but also it's amusing.
Want to date a white American woman? Well, flip a coin. This was flip a weighted coin, in fact.
I hope you've got a good therapist.
Yeah. Go to the next one, because Democrat mental health, most affected by COVID as well, it seems. We have reporting here. It's just, do you feel that COVID blah, blah, blah has caused your mental health to get worse? Democrats are like, yes, very much so. To be honest, I think this is probably a city problem.
They are more urban, therefore, more condensed, isn't it?
Likely the causal factor. We also have the fact that young women are also far more... to be liberal, we have some data here. 18-29 women, overwhelmingly more liberal than men in that age bracket.
No way, that's not the trend that's true of all peoples in all places.
Well, it wasn't, because as you can see there, it's rapidly increased in recent years. So this is actually a new phenomenon. In which case, you see that graph we went at earlier, where it showed that white liberal American women are most likely to be mentally ill. I think this might be the causal factor. White liberal American women are more, well, white women from America are more likely to become liberal in recent years, and increasingly so. And also, pure coincidence, I'm sure, more chance of mental illness.
I've actually seen the correlations between liberalism and mental illness, and it's pretty resounding. I mean, there's a pretty robust effect.
Yeah.
And of course, liberalism, we mean progressivism as well, right?
We're speaking in American terms, of course, because it's American data. But this thing here is not to say, like, they're not human. Or of course, it's something I think can be explained by the evidence, such as, well, let's have a look at what liberal American white women have to deal with. And here's the new normal, represented by one chap. We have the men's toilets, he, him. And women
they actually have fee-fi-fo-fum as a pronoun.
So Xerxes.
You've got the pronouns for supposed trans people then. You know, those hulking great women.
But I mean, this is obviously some kind of joke. Obviously. I mean, we hope.
I thought for a brief second this was genuine until...
We've got Das Boot is also thanks to the women's toilets. I mean, I don't really know. Because here's the thing, Americans, an American law in some states, California, are kind of mad that I imagine this being a legal requirement at this point. You have to have gender-neutral bathrooms or something. But there we are. But yeah, you get to meet your replacements, women. I could have chosen any image for that. I chose this one just because it's funny to me. But we've seen plenty.
So if you're crying, if you have boohoo pronouns, you can use the women's toilets.
Yeah, if you've got boohoo products. We also have the fact, if you're a white American woman and you do well in your life, well, white feminism, that's what that is. You're cheating the system. You're keeping a sister down. Via the next link, you can see that. There you are. Someone saying, no black people, that's some serious racism. What on earth could they be saying this about? Give it a scroll up. Let's have a look. It's the fact that, well, here's the Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Press Corps. So white. Oh, look, one non-white. There we are.
It's amazing that they've got all of the people bringing about the downfall of America in one frame.
Yeah, the press corps is something. I love Rita's response. If you call this journalism, I swear by Allah, I'll shoot myself. That's gold. But yeah, but if you just do well in your life, become some press corps for, you know, corpo journalism, whatever, but you got a paycheck, I guess. Yeah, that's white feminism right there. Not to mention, the comedy is just hell in the world over, not just the United States. This is in Britain, this example.
Oh no, I saw this.
Yeah, if people ain't seen this. This is a comedy club that has some rules, which makes comedy more fun. Rules.
Yes, I've always found that rules make everything better.
Let's play it. Let's have a look at this crap.
Oh no.
A list of quick things to run through. Firstly, I realise it's only 5 minutes. That's technically it's a paid gig. I have a fiver for all of you.
Ooh.
If any of you are doing anything that's like crowd work, audience interaction, etc., please only do it with people who are in the front row and who are wearing a green sticker. If they're wearing a green sticker, it means they have actively consented to being talked to. If they're not wearing a green sticker, it means they have not. Cool. Please, even if they are wearing a green sticker, don't be a dick to them, because if they are, I will have to find you and I'll peel you open. Content policy, please, no racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, no chav bashing, no ableism, no whorephobia, and no picking on the audience, no rape as a punchline. Rape is not a punchline, there's a line for which you should be punched. Any questions about any particular material, then feel free to ask me. The answer is, yeah, that's probably fine. Thoughts? Theories. Aaron?
There's not much left.
All good?
You can discuss race, right?
Say again? Yeah, totally fine. Like, the dividing line is like, Say again? Yeah, that's it. Like, that's basically it. Like, it's just, you know, treat the material with respect. You know what I mean? Like, your experiences of, I'm guessing, anti-Semitism, totally fine. Your experiences of being a proud black man, less so. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of where we are. So, all good? Make sense? Yeah, cool.
It's just that, like, guy being like, oh no. Is the only funny part about that?
Yeah. It's just like, well, there goes all of my material. Fantastic.
For £5 as well, they can treat themselves to a Tesco's meal deal and have a little bit of change left over.
But there's, you know, the one escape from life comedy. That's gone, if you're a white liberal woman. And not to mention, what's the dating options as well? Let's just have a look. Very liberal men, femboys. Scientifically proven femboys.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, also very liberal white women. But I think just... Yeah, it is. I know it is white women.
I've never seen a graph that has a little picture above it, just like depicting, taunting them.
He's making fun of someone for saying something stupid, but the data is the important thing, which is, there you have it. White men who are very liberal, when they rate themselves as between masculine and feminine, are not as sure as anyone else. Everyone else is like, I'm usually more masculine. Very conservative men being more masculine, very conservative women being more masculine. Whereas the very liberal echelon of society is all femboys. Yeah, I this is the thing. I'm not even making fun of the mental illness among white American liberal women. It's is tragic. But I mean, you do have an option. You could just leave that world. Just change your mind.
Just stop being mentally ill, says Callum.
Yeah, there's your advice. But I mean, I can actually prove it with data, which is just stop believing nonsense. I mean, I saw some guy go to a couple of protests earlier. He went to the pro-life side, as they call it. And he's like, can women Are they the only ones who can get pregnant? Yes, 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 yes. Pro-choice side. Are women the only ones who can get pregnant? No, 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 no. Why do you think these people have mental illness?
It could be that maybe their worldviews don't match up with reality, and the dissonance between the two causes psychological problems.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the trend down is that this is just going to get worse for white American women. So, bad news. If you've got a white liberal daughter, I guess. I just try and make them see reason, I suppose. But as for the non-whites of America, increasingly leaving the cult. Not interested. Not anymore. Bye-bye. You could see it there. It started, what is it, like under 5%? I know, sorry, about like 11% there back in the 1980 of those who would vote for a GOP candidate. And now it's up to about 30%. So, I mean, it's a long trend line. Don't get me wrong. But it is an increasing one of people being like, yeah, this is mad. I value not being mentally ill. I'm leaving. And then they get bullied for that. But there you are. There's political hate science, which this chap is spearheading by the looks of it, which is basically just statistics that don't agree with the state. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the Epoch series, this episode on Göbekli Tepe. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.